Turning to business news now with Emma Hatton. Well, there's more information out this afternoon, Emma, from Air New Zealand about what its plans are to ride out the pandemic.
That's right, Nita. So the company put a statement out this afternoon giving an update on its money situation. And it said that that $900 million government loan, which it was made available to it in March, has started to be used. And it's going to use that money while it figures out a plan. So its shape, its size, what it's going to need to do, what it's going to need to look like in order to be a viable business going forward. And of course, their struggles because of the pandemic are well documented. $454 million full year loss last year, mammoth scale backs, you know, writing down the value of their assets, redundancies, restructures, grounding their international fleet, planes parked in the Californian desert, you know, you name it, they've done it. And it has said for some time that it will basically have to be a domestic carrier for the foreseeable future. And the pandemic is lasting a lot longer than the industry originally thought it would. So it's currently basically just burning through its cash while it figures that out. Burning through about $65 to $85 million a month. That $900 million loan from the government was made available to it once its cash reserves fell below an undisclosed level. So we now know that it's using that loan. So obviously its reserves are starting to be tapped out. So it says it will have finished, finding itself by early 2021, and it will be in a position to proceed with a capital raising before June, provided there's no huge upset in the market between now and then. They don't want any more surprises than they've already had, and it is likely to be a share issue through the public market. What happens to that $900 million loan? Well, the government could turn it into shares. It already owns 52% of the company. So whether it will be a public offer that matches that amount, so $900 million worth of shares on the open market to sort of keep that ratio, we don't know what it could look like, but I guess we'll find out in due course.
We certainly will. Thanks, Emma. Can you tell us what a test case in the UK could mean for business interruption insurance back here?
Yeah, so this is a bit of a niche legal story, but it's quite fascinating, and it could impact on business owners here. So the High Court in London recently pushed through a test case, so not a real case, but it just wanted to work through some of the legalities of business interruption insurance policies, you know, in a legal environment, just to tease out some of the wording. And business interruption is a type of cover that businesses get to protect them if their business is damaged, so fire or flood. It generally is to do with physical damage to their business. But there are a lot of extensions you can get on top of that. So, for instance, you might have a prevention of access cover, which means if your building is blocked off or something and it's not actually damaged but people can't get to it, you can still get cover because there's interruption and so on. So what this test case did is it looked at a number of things, but one thing that could be influential in New Zealand is something called prevention of access by public authority wordings, i.e., loss arising from the prevention of access to the premises as a consequence of a public authority action. Does that sound familiar?
I see where you're going
Director General
here.
Of Health preventing people from accessing their premises. So this is an extension that some people will have on their policies. And the court in London found that some of these policies, the wording in them, people could actually be covered for them. So Chapman Tripp, massive law firm here, they're saying, look, a test case in New Zealand could be really beneficial. It could happen quite quickly if insurers were on board. Would they want to be on board? Who knows? It's all up in the air. But it could be really interesting if, someone makes the first move.
That'd be fascinating. Yeah, huge implications. Mm. Another one, Hallensteins Glasson's full-year results announced today. Any surprises there?
Yeah, it was actually quite surprising. Given all the troubles that we've heard from the retail sector, you would expect it to be quite dire, but their full-year profit was actually not that different from their full-year profit the year before. So they made $27.8 million. Last year they made $29 million. And this is, of course, with all of the lockdowns in New Zealand and Australia. And the lack of foot traffic, it didn't seem to have much of an impact. And that's because online just went through the roof. Online shopping for the second half of the year now made up a third of all their sales. And that was due to the amount sold online jumping by 80%. So everyone was going pretty hard with the old add to cart. And Hallensteins, they had a bit of trouble with their tailoring, you know, aspect, the suits and that. Obviously, weddings and work wear, you didn't really need to get the old suit out. But overall, the company held up really, really well. Investors seemed to love it. Share price jumped about 20% during the day. So, yeah, they've managed to keep it pretty straight all the way through.
Not a bad result at all. Can you bring us up to date on the markets today?
Yep, so NZX Top 50 Index had quite a strong session to end the week. Finished up 107 points, 0.9% at 11,797 points. The US dollar, Kiwis trading 65.6 US cents, 92.8 Australian and 51.4 British pence.
Thank you so much. That's our business reporter, Emma Hatton.